Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
So you're scheduled for surgery. It can be a nerve-wracking time, but taking some simple, common-sense steps before your procedure can contribute to a better outcome and help ensure a healthy and stress-free recovery. Today, I'll give you the scoop on how to prep for your upcoming surgery, from which supplements to avoid to making sure you have all your medical directives in place to having your fridge stocked with food, plus some tips on how to be your own advocate during your hospital stay. Getting ready for surgery can be a very, very frustrating ordeal. And I think a lot of us are, not really prepared. So putting some things together and making sure that you have some small little things in order can make a dramatic difference on a more successful surgery, a better recovery, and a smoother recovery. Because there's nothing worse than forgetting to do little things, and those are the things that we need the help with. I think the first thing we need to do when we're preparing for surgery is to make sure that you inform your doctor, have a typed up list of all your medications and your supplements. This is really good to have with us anytime, folded up in your purse or in your wallet, because I kid you not, every time you go to the doctor and you're filling out a new group of forms for, let's say, a new doctor or updating your physician, and it gets to that page where you have to write down your medications, how often you take them, what the dosage is, we can't remember because we get in the groove of just opening the bottles. But if you take time one evening and bring all your supplements and all your medicines and you type them up and you save it on your computer, you could just print a couple every time that you're going to the new doctors. They can attach it to your file and your paperwork, and it really does make a dramatic difference. I have friends that are in the hospital right now, and having these typed up every time a new doctor came in or every time they were going to the hospital, boy, it just made a dramatic difference. And they could just say, here's everything that I was on up to the point that I came in the hospital. So they were able to adjust the medications, because you don't bring your own with you. And there's also that idea about adjusting your medications before you go into the surgery center as well. So these are good things to prepare yourself with. So I hope that you will, take some of this information and really run with it, because it does make a big difference. The other thing is, talk to your friends. Make sure that your friends are aware that you're going in for surgery. If you have family, obviously, hopefully having them around to make sure there's someone there to bring you to the hospital and or surgery center, someone to bring you home. Is there someone you could set up ahead of time to check on you, or maybe someone to come and stay with you? If you have family at home, hopefully they can adjust their time to make sure that you have that comfort of being able to recover. Obviously, one of the biggest things we can do when we recover is have someone there to make sure we're getting our medicine, we're getting our food, and also so we can rest. It's kind of hard to rest if you're all by yourself. So make sure you communicate with your spouse, with your coworkers, with your caregiver, that everything is in order. The other thing is, take a look around your house. And we can do this a week or so before you're planning on a surgery. If you're going to be in a walker, if you're going to be on crutches, if you're going to be in a wheelchair, is your house conducive to allowing you to be able to recover? Can you get around? Do you need to make those adjustments and moving of the furniture so you have clear running paths through your house? Sometimes we have a tendency to live in houses that are pretty fully stocked, so you might need to make some arrangements there. And just tiny little clearing of things out of the way can prevent accidents and also allow you to move around your dwelling a lot better. So the arranging of the furniture can actually help your range of movement and your mobility and your stability, making your home, patient safe. By removing these obstacles, make sure that they're not blocking anything, any runs to like the bathroom or the kitchen. And you don't want a lot of extra rugs laying around, because you don't want any slip and falls, especially if you are going to be by yourself most of the time. If you're nervous about having a surgery with a doctor you're still learning about, speak to some of the surgical patients. You may actually talk with them and see how they did on their surgery. You can find sometimes sitting in the doctor's office, people that are there for checkups, you can talk with them about how their surgery went. How did they feel the success was? There's nothing wrong with doing a little personal background check. Do your research also. You know, go to the web and research your procedure and the sort of anesthesia and the treatment you'll be having, and find out what is said about that professional, about that doctor. Many times you can get really good reviews, and sometimes you'll feel a little bit more comfortable, and that's really, really important. Sometimes when we're going in for surgery, we want to make sure that we're preparing our body correctly. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure you're eating really good and eating the quality of foods that are necessary, and making sure that you're taking the time to prepare your body. Plenty of hydrating liquids and, you know, good fruits and vegetables. We want our body to be in, you know, kind of a little bit of a better stability and a better health when we go in. Because sometimes in recovery, sometimes in the hospital, if you're going to have an extended stay in the hospital, the food is not great. So you may even have friends bringing you things to subsidize your meals, maybe some pre-made protein drinks that are very, very effective. And, you know, after you've had your surgery, you know, we'll definitely talk about some of the supplements you might want to use to help your recovery time as well. I think a big thing for many people as we get to be a little bit older is talking about directives and, you know, having our paperwork in place, because they will ask you in the doctor's office and the morning of your surgery, do you have directives? Directives meaning, you know, life support. Do you have someone designated on paper that can actually make decisions for you if you are incapable of making those decisions? All the stuff that we really just don't want to talk about, but something that you could have done in an afternoon and then put it away in your safety security box, or, you know, in your bank vault, however you want to put it, or in a safety place in the house. But having these done ahead of time can make a dramatic difference, and also let people know what your wishes were before you went in for surgery. Sometimes just telling them to a friend or a family member may not be enough. So I recommend that when people start to, you know, they're starting their life, they're in their maybe 30s, having your stuff put on paperwork and putting it down in ink and having it notarized by a notary and or a lawyer is really, really important, because, you know, sometimes things happen. And then you may not be capable of making a decision, and having your wishes on paper is very, very important. So it's a terrible subject. We hate talking about it, but it is something we need to arrange. And when you're going in for surgery, it's a necessity. Let me see. Pets. Pets are a big issue. Our pets are part of our family today, and you may be out of sorts and not maybe able to take care of your animal. Have you arranged your pet care? You want to make sure that maybe your neighbors or maybe a professional pet sitter can come by and take care of your favorite animal. You may want to board your animal for a period of time, maybe you're in recovery, or at least have a friend or somebody coming by feeding the animal and taking them out and doing those kind of things. It's important. And once again, back to directives again, you know, when you're using your directives, you know, let's say you're by yourself and you do have animals, you need to make it known what you would like done with those animals. I mean, do you want them to go to a certain family member? Are they going to go to a breeder? Are they going to go to friends of yours? Those are things as well, so they don't just end up in a kill shelter somewhere and without you making any plans for them. You know, we don't think about these things, but they're very, very important. The other thing is, make sure that your transportation is arranged. If you do not have anybody that can take you, then arrange an Uber or a taxi cab, or, you know, one of the private cars that can come and pick you up, and make sure to check out your prices and find the most economical way of going. And also make sure that you have the telephone numbers, or you can arrange the service to pick you up and bring you home. So this is something we want to make sure that we're doing, because, you know, it's once again something we don't think of till last minute. We want to make sure that we are ready for, you know, getting ourselves to and from the surgery center. The other thing is, get yourself prepared. Take care of your personal needs before. Many people like to make themselves feel better. They don't know how long they're going to be laid up. So go to a beauty salon, you know, get your hair cut, get a manicure, a facial, a pedicure, depending on the kind of surgery you're having. Probably the best thing to do is to not have a lot of makeup on the day of the surgery. Any at all would be better. None. And, you know, not even nail polish. It'd be good to just not have any chemicals in the way. So definitely make sure that you are doing what you need to do to get yourself prepared so your recovery time is a little better. Take a shower the night before going to the hospital. Avoid applying a lot of lotions and perfumes and a lot of things that may be greasy on your skin. They could also interfere with having heart monitor pads stuck to you, and they make the skin a little bit extra oily too, so that's really important. You know, you might want to make sure that you pack a little bag in case you're going to be there with things that are important to you, books and maybe a phone charging cord and maybe a book of phone numbers for people to contact, a pen and a pencil, and you know, just a pad of paper to be able to write things down, and maybe some personal items that you do enjoy. You know, have those ready to go in your bag so they're there if you have to stay for a period of time in the hospital. Maybe a change of clothes for when you come home. You know, these may sound like really simple things, but I have to tell you, sometimes it's really, really important to make sure that you're prepared. Now, going to the doctor before surgery is very important, and have somebody go with you. A hospital advocate is very important, somebody that can hear all the things that you may not hear, and if you don't have a hospital advocate, bring a tape recorder. And tape record everything, ask all the questions about the surgeon and anesthesia. It'll also be helpful for your nurse or caregiver to have the information about recovery time. Very, very important. Something that we have a hard time doing, I think, for many of us is learning how to relax around surgery. You know, meditation and learning how to breathe. And those are things that are very important to allow you to help to recover a little bit more effectively. If you are someone that is of a religious nature, you can make arrangements to have someone come in and see you at the hospital to do prayers and things with you at the hospital. They are available, so make sure that you are checking into those as well. You know, we want to make sure that we are maximizing our organization and really, truly putting ourselves in a better routine of being ready. Now, supplements, I usually recommend people stopping all their supplements about a week to 10 days prior to going into surgery to make sure that we're not overthinning our blood and make sure that we're not overstimulating our circulatory system. We want to make sure that we are putting ourselves in a better category, but we also want to make sure that we're not causing ourselves to bleed because we thinned our blood down so much. The only thing that I'm a big believer in is before surgery is vitamin C and probiotics. And the reason the probiotics are because of the fact that I think it makes a really good choice to keep your friendly bacteria really friendly. One of the things that I think a lot of people fail to do when they're getting ready for surgery is to, I guess, really do that preparation work. Now, when you come home from the surgery, there are things that you're going to want to start doing. As far as healing, I think that we can take good supplements that'll make a difference. A really good quality whole food multiple vitamin can make a dramatic difference. So a whole food multiple vitamin as step one, because we want to have all these wonderful nutrients that can make a dramatic difference. And today's whole food multiple vitamins can make a dramatic difference. Don't forget vitamin C. You can take upwards of a couple thousand milligrams a day. You can get the complex form, which is very effective with bioflavonoids and all that good additives to really give you a whole vitamin C. Supplemental zinc is very effective. Sometimes we might want to use a liver support formula or even some milk thistle. I recommend the milk thistle even a month or so before surgery and then after to keep our livers nice and healthy, because so much of the chemicals and the pain medications and the things that we're using every single day, you know, maybe in the surgery or even during recovery, can really cause a little bit of wear and tear on our livers. So you want to make sure it's healthy. A supplemental B complex for the stress on the body. If you're going in, let's say, having some cosmetic surgery done, great. Don't forget about things like Arnica. Arnica is a homeopathics, a wonderful, wonderful individual nutrient I recommend for bruising. Supplemental bioflavonoids, herbs like pycnogenol and grapeseed extract, very, very effective for helping with recovery and bruising. So definitely don't forget to make sure that you are looking those up as well. Remember to stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. For more information on surgical preparedness or getting ourselves ready for surgery and just great health in general and wellness topics, well, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition. It's available at your local health food store, packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips. It's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. A couple of websites you might want to look into, nourishholisticnutrition.com. It's healthy eating before and after surgery. Very, very important information. I think that you'll find it to be very, very important. And then there's one that's about optimizing surgical recovery. There's also another one for helping to optimize surgical recovery. It's www.anhusa.org. These are places just to get some extra information. And I think that it's really important that we start, you know, searching these out because, you know, surgery is something that a lot more of us are looking into these days. And some of it is planned. Some of it is cosmetic. Some of it is necessary. With all the things going on with joint health today, hip replacements, knee replacements, gastric bypass surgeries, you know, skin surgeries, cosmetic surgery, gastric, you know, gallbladder surgeries, and even some of the eye surgeries, things like macular degeneration and cataracts and glaucoma and, you know, torn retinas. We have a lot of eye surgeries going on today as well. So keeping ourselves healthy, of course, might give us a better chance of maybe not having to have the surgery in the first place. But what it can do is also help our recovery time, because the healthier you are, the better you're going to accelerate your healing and your recovery. And when you're facing surgical procedures and you're already using supplementation, some minor adjustments can make a difference. Now, I'm a huge believer in taking my probiotics with me to the hospital. And if you have the availability of having them refrigerated, that would be amazing, you know, to be able to have them and use them every single day that you're there. Because one thing we want to do is keep those bacterial infections down. And with the rise of things like C. diff and staph and E. coli and MRSA and all different kinds of bacteria that people can pick up in a hospital situation, we need to keep our immune system strong and also keep our friendly bacteria even stronger. So probiotics are something that I will use up to the morning before the surgery and hopefully pick up the night of the surgery and recovery, you know, so we can start making sure that we don't have a gap with our probiotics. Very, very important. The other thing is, you know, if you are a smoker or if you do consume alcohol, the farther away from the day of surgery you could do either of those, the better. If you could stop smoking 24, 48 hours, or even a little bit farther than that, your recovery would be so much better. Your circulatory system will work so much more effectively. And cutting out the alcohol would make a dramatic difference as well. The other thing is, it might just help to keep your blood pressure a little bit more under control. Now, today, pre-op is done usually ahead of time. In the old days, you'd have to show up the day of your surgery. You'd have to take your blood work. They'd have to type you in. You'd have to do all the paperwork and do everything from top to bottom. And then when you were done, you would go back and prepare for surgery. These days, you can go in a day or 2 days prior. They can do your blood work. They type up your bands. They check your blood pressure. They do any kind of pre-testing that needs to be done. Your paperwork is done. So the day of your surgery, you just show up. And everything is already done. You're in the computer. And oh my goodness, what a great way of doing things these days. But that's one great thing that has happened. A little bit more organization. Computers have made things a lot better in most ways. And you got to have the conversation with your doctor before you go in. Any things I need to know ahead of time? How long is my recovery? Will you be leaving me medications with my caregiver who's taking me home? You know, is there anything I need to definitely not do? Are there any things I need to definitely do? These are things you can talk with your doctor before you go in to surgery. You're also going to meet your anesthesiologist if necessary, and they have to give you anesthesia. You'll usually meet them in the pre-op room getting ready for surgery. And if you have someone with you, make sure that they're aware of your questions. So in case you're intimidated or you're forgetting to answer them, you know, they can ask them for you. And that's what's great about having a caregiver with you or a hospital advocate, Because let's face it, when we're going in for surgery, we're not thinking clearly. We're definitely not thinking in our right state of mind. We're nervous and apprehensive and fearful and hungry by that time. Thirsty, definitely, because you probably have had no food or beverages since midnight before. Make sure that you have a note somewhere in your house, on your refrigerator, on your sink to remind you, no beverages, no food after a certain hour, and make sure that you adhere to that. It's strict because of the fact that you don't want anything in your stomach, and you want to make sure that your anesthesia can work effectively. So make sure that you are following that rule and don't cheat. And if you do, make sure they know ahead of time so that there's no surprises for them in the surgical waiting room. You know, they don't want any problems going on in there. The other thing is, people will ask all the time, and I think deep breathing is very effective. A lot of people get very, very, very edgy before they go in for surgery. Deep breathing is good. Having someone there to talk with you, reading maybe before, very effective. Oh, a couple more hints. Make sure that you are not wearing any jewelry. If you wear any bridges or you have any dentures, make sure they are out before surgery. If you wear contact lenses, make sure that they're out. Don't bring anything extra with you to the hospital that you're going to be afraid of losing or getting misplaced. But piercings, jewelry, contact lenses, makeup, all those things, you want to make sure that you leave all that kind of stuff at home, obviously, because you don't want them getting lost, and they shouldn't be there in the way during the surgery. You know, so some preparation is involved. You know, these are just tiny little common sense things. But what I've learned over the years is the smaller that they are, and the more minute things that are the ones we overlook. And they're usually the things that, had we addressed them, we'd be much better off in the long run. So I hope you'll take the time to prepare yourself correctly. There's a lot of things going on in the world out there, and sometimes we want to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can. A couple more hints. Try to do your laundry before surgery so you have clean clothes and you don't have to do it while you're recovering. Make sure your car is gassed up in case you have to go somewhere and you don't feel comfortable getting out to pump gas. Make sure your plants are watered. These are some tiny little things as well. Maybe work with your neighbor to make sure they can bring in your mail so you've got your mail ready and maybe delivered to you. Tell your neighbors once again that you're having surgery. Have a phone charger close to your bed so that you can keep your phone charged so that you've got the availability of being able to stay in contact with somebody. That's very, very important. Have at least a week's worth of food in your freezer. Maybe someone can make some meals for you ahead of time. That would really, really make things smooth. We talked about typing up our prescriptions and our vitamins and keeping copies with us. I stress that because it's really, really important to do that, because we will forget some of the things we're doing. And you know what I've learned? Is I've learned that many people go to different doctors for different reasons. And this doctor may give you these prescriptions, and then another doctor gives you other prescriptions, and then you go see a new doctor, and he's not aware of those doctors, or maybe you give him a list from one doctor and forget the other one. His recommendations and his prescribing of medicines are also determined by what things you're already using. So not being up to date, not being aware, can really cause a dramatic problem with your prescriptions. So I hope that you'll make sure that you're up to date on those and be perfectly honest with your doctor. These are the prescriptions I get from this doctor. These are the prescriptions I get from this doctor. These are the vitamins that I use all the time. And then when he makes his recommendations, you'll put him on there as well, so that the other doctors are aware of what he's giving you. We have a lot of overdosing in medications today, and sometimes it's harmlessly happening because people are not being aware and maybe not being instructed to tell their doctors. Confusing? Yes. Frustrating? Yeah, it can be. But these are common sense little things that can make a dramatic difference. Sooner or later, everybody's going to be going in for some kind of a surgery, whether it's going to be something that's planned, maybe something that we don't want to hear about, maybe some bad news from a blood work or a test. It could be something that's going on because of we've been suffering with something for a long time, gastrointestinal or joint problems or something worse. You know, so it's going to happen to us eventually. The more prepared we are, the more focused, the better our recovery. because there are horror stories out there of people that didn't make any plans ahead of time, and oh my goodness, they are so suffering right now, and a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas going on. So I hope that you'll take the time to prepare yourself a little better, and this is really easy information. Want to, of course, make a great recommendation. Make sure to visit EuropharmaUSA.com for great information. They've also got some amazing products for recovery and inflammation and also some natural alternatives for pain. So you want to definitely keep those in mind as well. So when it comes to understanding your doctor, make sure you have someone with you. Always ask questions, even as simple as they may be. Your question might be exactly what you need to hear. You know, you never want to second guess yourself and say, I should have asked that when I was there. You know, the week or 2 weeks prior to surgery, every time you walk by that pad of paper and you think of a question, write it down. That way, when you go in to see your doctor, all the questions are on a pad of paper and you're not missing anything. Because if you think you're going to go in there and remember all these questions, not going to happen, no matter how good your memory is. I guarantee you. So write them down. You're going to be very prepared this way. And it's one of the best ways to make sure that all your questions are addressed so you feel comfortable. It should be a smooth and easy procedure. And one of the best ways of making sure that you're doing it right is to have that preparation. Preparation can go a long way. So definitely, you know, keep that one in mind. I hope you'll take some of this information. I hope you'll take some of these little tips and keep them in mind. And as you're thinking about it, if some of them are things you never thought of, maybe write them down. Of course, you can always go back and listen to the podcast. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at EuropharmaUSA.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast of the shows available at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening, and stay well. Okay.